It's Wednesday, November 23rd, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Nigeria's Middle Belt region is a growing hotbed of Islamic terrorism where thousands of Christians are at risk. The Nigerian Conflict and Security Analysis Network has documented that more than 800 Christians were killed in the span of 3 years. Some 800 others were injured, and 100 churches were destroyed in the relentless Muslim attacks. The Worldview spoke with Anayakan Ekpo, a Nigerian pastor, who says the faith is growing despite the persecutions.
Of course, like in the early church, the Tertullians say that the blood of the Christian is the seed of the church. It's rather make the Christian to be bold and courageous, and it even has helped many Muslims to see the courage in Christianity and become Christians. In fact, one Boko Haram repented remarkably, and when he became a Christian, his family wanted to poison him. In fact, they poisoned his food. He ate and did not die. Today, he's preaching Christ in whom he persecuted and warned them. Of course, he has no right to go back to them. So he now runs to the south and then remain and give this testimony.
Pastor Ekpo offered his counsel for American Christians who are mocked for their faith.
They should stand with the word of God. They should not shift the ground. Therefore, they should not, even if the Supreme Court of America declare homosexuals and lesbians and bisexual and transgender to be legal, they should not shift their ground. It is not the state who should decide for us what to believe. It is the word of God. So they should stand firm and not shift their ground. We shall see our Lord one day.
After ISIS seized control of Iraqi territory in 2014 and Iraqi resistance collapsed, Christians were told they should leave, convert to Islam, or pay a special tax. Most fled, but those left behind were subjected to torture, forced conversion, sexual slavery, and even crucifixion. Christian Today reports on Essam, a father of three who described the atrocities perpetuated upon his brother-in-law. After torturing his relative for 5 hours, they cut his stomach open and shot him before hanging him on a cross. Essam said, quote, he was crucified and tortured in front of his wife and children, who were forced to watch. The Muslims told him that if he loved Jesus that much, he would die like Jesus, unquote. It's the battle of the petitions over the lives of the unborn babies in Northern Ireland. On the side of death, the leftist group Amnesty International has presented 45,000 petitions in support of its campaign calling for legalized abortion in Northern Ireland, reports Life News. On the side of life, members of Precious Life, a homegrown Northern Irish pro-life group, were in Stormont yesterday morning with over 300,000 petitions on behalf of the pro-life majority in Northern Ireland. According to a new poll released last Thursday, nearly 8 in 10 millennials support banning abortion after 20 weeks of pregnancy, reports the Christian Post. Plus, 7 in 10 blacks also support a ban on abortions at that moment in the baby's life as well. The poll was authorized by the pro-life lobbying group, the Susan B. Anthony List, and was conducted by the polling company, the firm run by Donald Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway. More than 50,000 people heard the gospel of Christ in Myanmar this weekend as evangelist Franklin Graham preached, reports Christian Today.
Tonight in a few moments, I'm going to invite you to come to Jesus Christ. Tonight your sins can be forgiven. Tonight you can be set free from your sins. And you can go home tonight with assurance that your soul is secure in the hands of God.
Myanmar, formerly known as Burma, is a Southeast Asian country located below China and between India and Thailand. This heavily Buddhist country has been embroiled in the world's longest-running civil war since 1949. Despite promises to prosecute Hillary Clinton for breaking the law, President-elect Donald Trump is now saying he will not pursue charges against Clinton, reports Fox News. In an interview with MSNBC's Morning Joe, Kellyanne Conway, Trump's former campaign manager, said, quote, "Look, I think he's thinking of many different things as he prepares to become the president of the United States, and things that sound like the campaign are not among them," unquote. The fastest-growing churches, the churches that are bringing in the millennials, are not liberal, they're not flashy, and they offer a strong critique of popular culture. That's the scoop on the most recent surveys of the fastest-growing churches in Canada and America. Pastors of faster-growing churches believe in the authority of the Word of God. They are strongly evangelistic, they hold more firmly to the traditional beliefs of Christianity, and they are more diligent in prayer and Bible reading. One researcher, Jeff Walton, told the Christian Post that, quote, "Churches offering a strong critique of the prevailing culture are a stark contrast with the world around them. People flock to these congregations because they offer something that cannot be found elsewhere. In this case, a message of repentance, transformation, and new life," unquote. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove the good, pleasing, and perfect will of God." Kim Jong-un, the North Korean dictator, has written a 9-page letter to President-elect Donald Trump demanding an end to, quote, "hostile nuclear threats," unquote. Many Christians are set to participate in Bless Friday, a God-centered alternative to Black Friday, reports ChristianHeadlines.com. It's an effort to transform the materialistic day into an opportunity to serve the homeless and spread Christmas cheer to those in need. Acts 20:35 says, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, November 23rd, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.